With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. SpaceX failed rocket launch rains down debris near the Bahamas. Elon Musk's company launched a Starship from Texas Thursday afternoon. Spun out of control, exploded 8 minutes into its test flight. Spectators posting videos of the debris falling from the sky around the Bahamas and Dominican Republic. President Trump orders a pause on U.S. military assistance and intelligence sharing with Ukraine after the blow-up in the Oval Office with Zelensky. Trump Special Envoy Steve Witkoff says the U.S. is negotiating more talks with Ukrainian officials next week.
We're now in discussions to coordinate a meeting with the Ukrainians in Riyadh or even potentially Jeddah. So the city is moving around a little bit, but it will be Saudi Arabia. And I think the idea is to get down a framework for a peace agreement and an initial ceasefire as well.
Meanwhile, European leaders committed to working together to bolster the continent's defenses and free up hundreds of billions of euros for security, something President Trump has been asking for years. Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump planning to sign an executive order that effectively shuts down the Department of Education. The draft order will direct Education Secretary Linda McMahon to take all steps permitted by law to facilitate that department's closure. In remarks to hostage families, FBI Director Akash Patel says his agency is committed to getting back every American held hostage or unlawfully detained.
That is fully committed to making sure we zero out the number of hostages and those wrongfully detained, and we bring home the remains of those that we unfortunately could not bring home.
FBI Director Akash Patel, this is SRN News. Franklin Graham begins his 2025 global schedule this weekend.
The popular evangelist will preach the gospel on Saturday and Sunday in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. The African country is just a little over 2 years removed from a brutal civil war and not the first that nation has endured. Christians make up about two-thirds of the Ethiopian population, and Graham is expected to receive a warm welcome. He will be joined by international Christian music stars and officials of the hundreds of churches that are hosting the event. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The military services have 30 days to figure out how they will seek out and identify transgender service members to remove them from the force. A memo sent to Defense Department leaders orders the services to step up procedures to identify troops diagnosed with or being treated for gender dysphoria by March 26. They will then have 30 days to begin removing the troops. The new Pentagon policy provides some exceptions. This is SRN News. A lawsuit is filed related to the devastating wildfires in Southern California last January.
Los Angeles County says it's suing Southern California Edison. They allege the utility's equipment sparked January's Eaton fire. The fire destroyed more than 9,400 structures and killed 17 people in the Altadena area. The lawsuit seeks to recover costs and damages sustained from the blaze that damaged essential community infrastructure. The complaint alleges that witnesses, photos, and videos indicate the fire started directly under Edison transmission lines in Eaton Canyon. Edison says it's reviewing the lawsuit. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
The president says he'll probably extend the deadline of the TikTok ban if a deal isn't reached Thursday. The president said he knows there's a lot of interest in the social media platform that's owned by China. When asked if he plans to extend the deadline if an American company doesn't buy the app, he said probably. More details at SRNnews.com.